The flags are a strong display of unity among Tunisia's normally fiercely rival opposition parties. The protests in Tunis come on International Human Rights Day. The parties are calling for the defense of democracy, a rejection of what they call the farce of the electoral process and preserving freedoms. It's aimed at Kais Saied. The Tunisian president dissolved parliament in March after suspending it last year. Saied did this through a referendum, which shifted power from the legislative assembly to the presidency. But only 27% of the voters turned out for that referendum, calling into question its legitimacy. The opposition parties are clear in their message that democracy faces a serious threat after the referendum.
We are gathered today on International Human Rights Day. However, our hearts are heavy because we are all now back to square one. Over the last 10 years, freedom prevailed over each corner of the country, and each one of you had the liberty to express himself completely, freely move, and to freely listen, to run in elections, and to freely vote. We were among the developed democratic states in the last 10 years, and this fact cannot be denied.
With nearly every opposition party expected to boycott next week's parliamentary election, turnout is also likely to be low, estimated at under 35%. The lack of participation is a possible indication of the resentment towards President Saied's government.
We are here today because of poverty, because of the rising prices that we see today. Everything is so expensive and we can no longer live in this country.
And that anger means, once again, Tunisia is facing an uncertain future. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera.